Taking the Lord's side, Bible thought. So he stood at the entrance to the camp and said, "Whoever is for the Lord, come to me." And all the Levites rallied to him. Exodus chapter 32, verse 26. Phinehas's case was unique. His act made atonement for the nation of Israel. God rewarded Phinehas for his loyalty by making his descendants the high priest of Israel. While our actions are not as severe as those of Phinehas, nevertheless, we should be angered by sin. Partial compromise is total compromise. Partial obedience is disobedience. Being half married is half divorced. Telling a half truth is still a lie. Our total allegiance to God is required. In exchange, we are made his righteousness. We are given an abundant life here, plus an eternal home where there's no more pain, sorrow, or sin. What an incredible bargain. Being on the Lord's side takes commitment. We cannot be half-saved or halfway on the Lord's side. It takes courage to stand in the face of adversity. It takes faith to face fear and be more than a conqueror. We cannot do it on our own. It takes Jesus in us, the hope of glory. With him, we can do all things. He equips and strengthens. Be on the Lord's side today and every day. Dear precious Lord, may we speak boldly about Jesus, clinging to your principles without compromise. May we have a dedicated, loyal spirit to you, our God. In that name above all names, Jesus. Amen. Joan Clayton, Portales, New Mexico.